This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I appreciate you joining us, at least for the first hour, when we talk more markets, more economics, and a lot of investing narratives for what was another very volatile week. It seems like this whole year already is a historic one in terms of volatility. That could have something to do with just how low the volatility was all last year, but still, we are seeing news drive the markets in almost a reactionary way. We covered that a lot during this week. I am kicking off the show with Dana Lyons. He is a fund manager based out of Chicago. And Dana, you do a lot of research in the markets comparing what we are currently seeing to historical, in a historical sense, in terms of how markets usually react otherwise. One of the recent studies that you did that I find very interesting talks about essentially the tight range for pretty much a month that the markets, the U.S. equity markets, have been trading in, but we've been seeing a lot of daily volatility. So again, no breakouts to the up or the downside, but still a lot of volatility, which makes people, I think, a little uneasy when it comes to markets. All this volatility is happening after a pretty significant new high that we kept on hitting for, let's say, the S&P. What has your study and your research shown you when we are in times of a tight range but high daily volatility?
That's right, Corey. It's been a, I think most market observers, if they're in the market, watching things closely, they're keen on this range that we've been in over the last several weeks. And what's historic about it is the fact that it has been a relatively tight range over the last several weeks, maybe a 5% range or so in the S&P 500. Despite that, there's been an enormous volatility on a daily basis, as you mentioned. So despite that 5% range or so, the average range, daily range, is well north of 2% in the S&P 500, which is incredible that we've been able to stay. It's actually unprecedented that we've been able to stay in that tight of a range. More so, through last Friday, we had, despite that, you know, less than 5% total range over 2 weeks, 8 of the days saw daily moves of at least 1% up or down in the S&P 500, which is also an unprecedented amount of volatility to be seen in that relatively tight range.
So, Dana, do you find that when we have these times of daily volatility but still a very tight range, that just kind of leads to more uneasiness in terms of investors? Because one thing that we saw consistently was whenever there was weakness in the markets, it was almost immediately bought back up. That hasn't happened this time, and that could potentially make some investors a bit more worrisome about the future of the markets?
Yeah, I think a few factors probably contribute to that anxiety. One is, you're right, it hasn't bounced back. We haven't seen that V bottom or that immediate buy the dip that we've seen over the last year or so, or even longer. So as we consolidate more or longer within arm's length of the recent lows, it makes people a little bit more uneasy that we're not going to break out back to the upside and resume that that uptrend again. The other frustrating thing for traders is obviously this daily volatility that we've seen. As soon as the market loses, it looks like it wants to break lower. It hits that bottom of the range and right back to the top of the range. It's done this, you know, countless times over the last several weeks, and you get to the top of the range range, and then it sells, the bottom falls out again. From news perspective, it looks like, okay, President Trump tweeted something a little inflammatory, so stocks sell off, when in fact it's that trigger happened right at the top of the range. And then China comes out with more conciliatory policy statements right at the bottom of the range in the stock market, and then we bounce. So it's not necessarily the news that drives these moves in the market. It's more of a, I'd say it's more of a technical reason for many of these moves in the market.
It's something, like I said, that we have talked about a fair bit, where these news events really just result in one day of volatility. So how important is it for you, Dana, to, in a sense, almost ignore some of this daily volatility and try to get a better understanding of the overall trend, longer term trends?
Well, that's the whole thing. We completely, as much as we can, we completely ignore the news headlines. Turn off, mute the TV. You can read President Trump's tweets and for amusement, whatever.
Entertainment,
exactly. I would suggest completely ignoring headlines and news events and that type of thing, except to the extent that it helps you, that it aids you in your positioning. If you're looking to get out of a weak position you're in, for example, we held a Russia position. All right. So obviously this week has not been that kind to the Russian position. But once you have it, did on the charts, it did come down to major support levels. So instead of panicking, we saw an opportunity to hold on to it for a better exit point if we want to exit. So we've seen some better news headlines out of Russia since hitting that support level. And because of that, we've gotten better bounce, better levels to sell into.
I totally agree with you, Dana. Now, let's talk about, again, some of these longer-term trends that are in place. One being commodities generally rising, not all of them at the same degree, but across the board, commodities have been faring pretty well. And the U.S. dollar, ever since the start of 2017, that's been in a pretty severe downtrend. Do you see these longer-term trends, no matter what some of the news headlines might be in the next week or month, do you see these trends continuing?
I think we've talked about a couple times the fact that the U.S. dollar is really set up for a decent longer-term bottom right here, whether it's from, you know, the speculators positioning in the dollar futures, or just from a technical basis, the dollar bouncing off that downtrend line from its 1985 top that it broke a couple years ago, has bounced off there and still holding that line right now. At the moment, we see it's despite the fact that it's held that area, it hasn't gotten anything going to the upside yet, so maybe it's not quite ready to move higher yet at this point. On the flip side, obviously, with the dollar weakness, commodities have come back to life. Crude oil, especially challenging its recent highs. At the same time, gold challenging its highs of the last several months. So from our perspective, it looks like commodities want to break out, at least in the near term, want to break higher and do have some upside room to go. If they do break out, crude oil looks like maybe it's got 10% to the upside. Gold also has a significant room to the upside, obviously, after breaking its downtrend line from its 2011 top. So we could see a scenario where the dollar does break down. Perhaps it's a temporary move down below its recent lows and gets shakes out all the weak hands, so to speak, and then reverses higher and sets a better bottom, then it could begin a more sustainable advance. And at the same time, we could see during that scenario, we could see, you know, commodities, including crude oil and gold, see a significant pop higher, whether it's temporary or not. We could see a decent pop higher in the near term in those commodities.
All right. Hey, Dana. Great chatting with you. I always enjoy going to a number of your sites to get a feeling of not just what's going on in the U.S. equity markets, but markets around the world, and even some of the commodities.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, it is more of a special update coming from a company that I introduced a little over a month ago, and I have to say has gotten a lot of interest already before I introduced them, but even after some of the recent drill results and talking to a number of the newsletter writers that I have on this show, they have been recommended almost across the board. I really wanted to revisit the story and get an update. The company is Northern Empire Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NM, and on the OTC under the symbol PSPGF. I have the president and CEO, Mike Allen, on the line with me. And Mike, just as a quick recap for anyone who missed our intro interview, the overall strategy of the company, especially this year, has been focused in Nevada. You've had five main target areas, or deposit areas, we can call them. One of the main ones also being the Sterling Gold Project, which is permitted and technically ready to go if you wanted to bring that mine or bring that deposit into production, but that's not necessarily a focus. The focus is to continue to develop some of these deposit areas. Let's recap some of the recent news. March 20th, we had some secret pass drill results, 70 meters at 1.79 grams per ton. Take us through these results, considering for Nevada, this is a pretty high-grade drill result.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show, Corey. The results to date are pretty special. I mean, from our experience and what we had from a reaction when we started to put out results out of our Crown project, pretty much all of Nevada sat up and started to pay attention to what Northern Empire is doing down here on the Sterling project. Secret Pass, what we did is we drilled a hole right through the heart of the deposit, and there was two purposes of this hole. One was to really get a real understanding of the structural controls of the mineralization at Secret Pass. And we were able to, because it was a core hole, able to use that data for vectoring to make additional discoveries. What we're looking for was high-angle north-south structures intersecting shallow east-west structures, and being able to chase those targets up dip beyond what the scope of the original property was. So we've got a really good vector for ourselves to do more exploration to define shallow oxide resources here in Nevada.
That's really a key point, too. Nevada, all about these shallow deposits that you can open pit mine, but anything above a gram per ton, and this is closing in on 2 grams per ton, really does have the market take notice. Let's also look at the SNA deposit. You had some drill results come out of there April 3rd. This was about 42.67 meters at 0.82 grams per ton. Can you take us through a nice little review of the drilling that happened at SNA?
Yeah, that release had several holes into it. There was two thrusts for that drill result. Again, we put a core hole into the heart of the deposit for the metallurgical and structural understanding of it. And then we put out several RC holes to see what the expansion potential was. And so we started to march out away from the known deposit, and we're pleasantly surprised that the deposit continued open at depth further to the east. And then also with our surface mapping, it's also open up dip further to the west. We've also seen some results that we're starting to believe that SNA will link with the Motherlode deposit further to the north of SNA.
Now, talking about this Motherlode deposit, a lot of our audience knows the Corvus Gold story. This is recent drill results that has really driven the Corvus Gold price up in terms of share price and market cap. Seeing some sort of a synergy here, is your strategy to continue to drill this out or more or less wait to see what else comes out of Corvus and almost let them drive some optimism for this deposit?
I'm an active guy. I like to keep my own feet moving because I have faith in our team and our ability to come up with our own ideas. I mean, it's very nice that we have another source of data coming out of Corvus, and they do tremendous work over there on the Motherlode. And we watch what they're doing, obviously, both in the market and on the ground, and try and see what we can learn from them. But what we're seeing, particularly on the ground, is their new high-grade structure, which they announced a couple of weeks ago, that has a trend off to the southeast. We had a look at our drilling and our historic database, And we believe that that high-grade zone will trend onto our property, and we'll be putting out drilling into that area to see just what we can confirm out that way.
Okay, one other news release that I do want to get to that came out April 12th talked about the third rig that is drilling on the Sterling Gold Project. This is in response to some follow-up work from 2017 results. What are you hoping comes out of some of the drilling that you're doing now at Sterling?
Our 2017 work largely confirmed the resource, but it also identified areas that were open for expansion. So that is both what we call the connector zone and what we call the Sterling Flats. Sterling Flats is where the thrust that controls the mineralization at the Sterling has not been drill tested to the west of the known deposits. In 2017, we tested that concept and drilled a few holes out in that way. So here we are in 2018, and we're going back with a more focused, more of a grid drilling program to see if we can start to add tonnage out there to the west.
So, Mike, in terms of big picture here, I realize that there are still a lot of targets, and all the drilling that you have done, in my eyes, warrants some follow-up drilling to hopefully further expand and get a better understanding of some of these deposits. But what is coming out next of the company for an overall strategy as you continue, as you said, to go out there, create some news, drill some holes, but do it in a very structured and well-thought-out manner?
Yeah, probably the most interesting thing that we're seeing come out and we're compiling the data on is more of a regional picture. We were able to consolidate this land package, which is 141 square kilometers, and it really had never been under one roof or one shop. And we've got a team of geologists, very smart guys, both a combination of the seasoned veterans and the young, eager kids going out into the field and coming up as to what is controlling mineralization, particularly in the northern part of the property where we see some great potential. Those guys have been putting in long hours in the sun out there in Nevada and coming up with some great ideas. And we have some really neat concepts that we're going to be evaluating and then articulating going forward and then testing with more drilling. So it's not going to be just, you know, the five known deposits that are on the project that are going to be focused on going forward. It's also going to be new targets that we've generated and hoping to generate additional tons and grade of shallow oxide gold mineralization.
All right. Unfortunately, we are out of time on this update here, Mike, but I did want to share this story with our audience and for all those who listen on the radio and miss the introduction interview. I'll post a link below our weekend show posting on our website. I highly recommend clicking on that and following through to the company website, going through their presentation. This is one of those standout companies, again, that I keep on trying to bring to our audience's attention, a company that is doing something right in a safe jurisdiction and so far has had some very nice drill results. Mike, I appreciate you updating our audience, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I am chatting with Giant Bhandari. He has been on the show a number of times before. A well-known, really resource analyst and somebody who travels to a lot of the sites and a lot of companies that Giant and I talk about off mic. We're actually going to cover one of them that I know everyone's heard about, Novo Resource. Just a few weeks ago, Giant, you were on the Novo sites. You took a couple of days to walk around, chat with some of the management. Can I just get your general takeaway from that trip, what you now think further of what's going on in the Karratha area and what Novo's doing?
Thanks for having me, Corey. I was on a plane sitting next to a Government of Australia geologist when I flew from Perth to Karratha. And this guy was actually visiting one of the parts of grounds that is joint ventured with Novo Resources. What is interesting is that every geologist or government person in Australia that I talk with, particularly those involved in Western Australia, mention Novo Resources these days. So a lot of eyes are on Novo Resources. I was personally very pleased with what I saw at the project. Novo now has close to 50 to 60 people working in the company. The last time I visited Novo, it was a company of perhaps five people or so. So they have expanded the company, and I clearly see that this company will be able to, is doing a good job at the project, and in my view, in my back of the envelope calculations, I can see the company being able to find enough resources in the ground to justify its market capitalization, which means that I continue to be very happy owning Novo as one of the, actually the biggest part of my portfolio.
Okay, that's saying something, Giant, because Novo, even with this recent pullback, is still, I believe, over a $500 million market cap company. So that's something to consider if you can see them continuing to find resources and somehow proving out these resources. Can you take us through their current strategy of trenching as well as potentially even test mining? And they are drilling, but they're more drilling just to understand the different structures they're hitting. How do you think this new way of exploring, something that Novo has been dealing with over the past year, how do you think this is playing out for them?
Novo has pretty much no choice but to do bulk sampling, just because drilling addresses only a very small part of any zone. They have no option but to do bulk sampling because the rock that they have is very nuggety. You either have a nugget or you don't have anything, which means that they have to collect a few tons of rock before they can understand what kind of grade they might have in that rock. We visited Comet's Well, and that's where they were trenching, and they might have been trenching a couple of different kind of layers of conglomerates by this time, and I'm not sure how they connect or whether they are different conglomerates, but this was a team of about five of us traveling to this project, and we were able to recover gold nuggets from the rocks there. And that's what company continues to do. It is also doing drilling at different parts of the project, but that is mostly to define the structure and to assess the continuity of the structure. And I think that is the right way to do it, because you can't really do bulk sampling all over the project right now. But the drilling and combination of drilling and bulk sampling should allow them to assess what they have underground. They have a very large project, Corey, and if they can start to define something by 1.1 kilometer area, they will already be in a position to start proving a decent resource.
Okay, Giant, one more question. It more involves the different projects that Novo has in this Carafa area. Initially, work was being done on Purdy's Reward, which is a partnership, a JV with Artemis Resources. But recently, since they had access to Comet Well and permits granted, all of their work, or a lot of their work, has then been focused on the Comet Well project, still producing some pretty solid results, and people are still following it very closely. How do you think this is balanced, and in terms of which project to go after, at least for right now, how do you like the strategy of the Comet Well play?
Well, I mean, Novo has to focus as much as possible on the ground that they own a bigger chunk of. Purdy's Reward is not 100% owned by Novo. They own only 50% of the project, and I think they still have to do a final deal, the incorporation of joint venture, which means that Artemis probably has to still agree that Novo has spent the money Novo was supposed to spend on the project. So from Novo's perspective, it totally makes sense to spend money and time on areas that is owned more by the company than by the joint venture partners. And that's why I think they have shifted their focus to Comet's Well now.
Yeah, that does make total sense of why they have done that, and we're just going to keep on following along. I'm sure I will have the management of Novo on the show here shortly, because we are all waiting for some updated results from their bulk sampling projects and any potential news on how they're thinking about going in terms of test mining and a time frame on that. One quick comment here, Giant, is that you have been traveling quite a bit ever since visiting the Novo site, and you were recently in China for a conference, a lot of presentations dealt with this One Belt, One Road infrastructure spend out. Thankfully, not a whole lot about trade wars, and that's something that I just want to leave behind for right now. You have a different opinion from when I talked to you last about how this One Belt, One Road plan is going to work for China. Please share.
Yes, I was on a one-day conference organized by Minds and Money in Hong Kong, and the conference was about One Belt, One Road project. Now, when I last talked with you, I talked about how Chinese involvement is a force of stability in many of these third world countries. And I like the fact that China is involved in many of these countries. But China has been promoting this project, One Belt, One Road project for the last couple of years, and they are going to spend a total of $1 trillion in 65 countries to put this project into action. Now, the reality is that this is a common fallacy, in my view, among the economists, that all you have to do is to construct infrastructure and somehow demand from the locals will appear and somehow economic growth in those societies will start happening. In my view, the reality is completely opposite. The local must need infrastructure before you should build infrastructure. Otherwise, you actually merely waste resources and build roads to nowhere. That is where the risk is. As far as China is constructing the road to connect itself better with Europe, I see complete sense in it. As long as China is thinking that it wants to construct road to supply it goods at a cheaper price to some of the countries, I can understand it. But if it thinks that it can create a completely new demand because of this One Belt, One Road project, I think it might be wasting some of its money. We will see how it goes, but China, we have to understand that Europeans were failing to control these third world countries in 1940s and 1950s, the reason European colonizers had to pull out of the third world. In my view, Chinese are less competent to organize and manage these chaotic countries. So China might burn its hands trying to get too involved in the third world.
All right, Giant, always enjoy chatting with you. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but I do appreciate your updates and your thoughts on Novo, as well as just a quick comment there on this One Belt, One Road build-up. Giant, have a great rest of your weekend, and everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm happy to report that we're wrapping up the first hour with our good friend Jeff Dice. He is the president of the Mises Institute. And Jeff, what I want to talk to you about, kind of in a big picture look, is the U.S. relations with other countries. We've had a lot of news on potential trade wars, which all started with steel and aluminum tariffs, focused mostly on kind of Canada and Mexico in terms of the NAFTA negotiations. Since then, we've also had some tariffs put on China, and that seems to be the trade war, or at least the news around that, that is heating up. And then just this week, a lot of news coming out of potential missile strikes or what might happen in Syria, combined with Russia and U.S. relations. Let's first start off with the relationship between the U.S. and the NAFTA, the other NAFTA countries, being Canada and Mexico. What are your comments about this developing story and, well, the ongoing developments in the NAFTA agreements?
It is interesting, Corey, because there are winners and losers, even though, in my strong opinion, free trade overall is the most efficient way of allocating resources, and it benefits people. It makes, you know, most people wealthier over time. But if we look at Trump's election, as a canary in the coal mine, there are a lot of people who were hurt in the United States, at least somewhat, by NAFTA and similar trade agreements. Our participation in the WTO, for example, you know, steel country in places like Pennsylvania and Ohio, certain auto workers in places like Detroit, and of course, coal miners who are now battling competitively against other cheaper forms of energy and even cheaper coal, cleaner coal, shale, etc., in West Virginia, Kentucky, places like that. So we loosely call that the Rust Belt. So when we imagine that agreements like NAFTA, from a libertarian perspective, are unqualified goods. That's not true for everyone. There are people who suffer and lose, and those people get to vote, and they get to have a say in the election of Trump. So it's no surprise that Trump, who, let's face it, he ran as a protectionist. Some of the steel tariffs he's been suggesting of late are every bit in keeping with his campaign promises. And so none of this should be a surprise to us. He was never a doctrinaire Republican. He was never a doctrinaire free trader. And frankly, the whole episode reminds me of what my friend Tom Woods says, which is that politicians can always be relied on to keep all their bad campaign promises and not follow all their good ones. So, in other words, he's following up with what I would consider the bad campaign promises of imposing tariffs on, let's say, imported steel from Asia. But he's not keeping his good campaign promises about not meddling so much, especially in places like Syria, where as recently as just a couple years ago, Donald Trump was tweeting vociferously that we should not be involved in Syria, that we should remove U.S. troops from the Middle East, that we shouldn't further engage further engaging the Soviets, the Russians, over Syria or over Yemen or over anything else. So, it's a mixed bag, and he's had a change of heart on some things, apparently, and he's abiding by others. So this is Donald Trump. This is what you get, which is America throwing its weight around. But he's not the first to do it. Let's not pin all of this on him. He inherits an awful lot of baggage from Obama and W, both of whom threw their weight around in the Middle East and created a lot of enemies in the process, Corey.
Hey, you're exactly right, and I think your comment there on this should not be a surprise what Trump is doing, but it is a total mixed bag. He has promised throughout his running for president that he was going to attack a lot of these trade agreements, and he is actually doing that even more so this year than what we saw last year, but it was all sort of building to this aspect. You did mention Syria. We are recording this kind of midweek, so we won't have the most up-to-date developments. But what do you think about the escalating fears of war that creeped into the markets quite drastically on Wednesday? But quite frankly, at least initially, it was only just a couple tweets going back and forth.
Yeah, it's interesting, and there are some signs. Again, we shall see by the weekend whether actual missiles are being fired. And let's not make any bones about it. Firing missiles into another country's territory is an act of war. It's not somehow not a war because we don't have boots on the ground or ships on the surface there. So it'll be very interesting to see. But we've been here before. I don't believe the claims about Assad using gas on his own people, as they said with Saddam Hussein. And as to whether he's a dictator or a properly democratically elected official, to me, is up to the people of Syria, not to us. But I do know this. The same neoconservatives, John Bolton, people like Bill Kristol, who were cheerleading this, were the same ones cheerleading us to get into war in Iraq. They were the same ones calling Saddam Hussein a dictator, and they're the same ones who had absolutely no plan and no clue as to what to do once we got rid of the dictator. So what was a loosely workable coalition of three different tribal identities in the former Iraq, which was also home to many Christians who were able to live peaceably there at the time under Saddam Hussein's rule, was blown up into a conflagration that remains today. And there's a power struggle and a power vacuum. So I hope we are at least as circumspect as we were with Iraq, because going into Syria opens up as many questions as it does answers about, well, we need to take out this dictator. But what does that mean? Is he really a dictator? Do you really believe the people who are telling you he's a dictator? And even if he is it our business? And what happens next? So it's very scary, and it concerns me quite a bit.
It is a scary situation. I always err on the side of hoping that there is no war, and I'm on that camp for this scenario too, but still, this is a developing story. I do also want to touch on the U.S. relations with China. This has been a back and forth, and actually President Xi stepped up the game by more or less going to the WTO to discuss some of these recent sanctions. When you look into the recent sanctions and tariffs, they haven't been much in terms of the overall economy, but this, in terms of the economy, I think could be one of the larger stories, especially just this year. Where do you stand?
Well, we're not going to be able to dismiss China anymore. They're the second biggest economy in the world. If you recall, a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, the IMF decided to start considering the Chinese yuan in certain of its calculations when looking at a basket of currencies. So China's going to have a seat at the table. Even though their per capita income is much lower than Western countries, their overall GDP is such that they can't be ignored. They're going to be a growing power. Neoconservatives in the West are convinced that they're the devil, that they are going to seek military dominion over the entire Pacific region, and that we need to treat them as an enemy. I'm not so sure that's true. Go into Walmart and take a look at everything in there and decide for yourself whether you want to treat one of our biggest suppliers as an enemy. That seems like an odd way to organize the world to me. But it remains to be seen whether China can continue to grow anything like it has the last 20 years. I mean, this is a country that had such a boot on its neck. I suspect it has bigger structural problems than we really understand in the West with its own currency, with its own monetary expansion, but also with a lot of malinvestment that's resulted. And now we're reading there are cheaper competitors to China even. China is now facing outsourcing to even cheaper third world locations for manufacturing. So it's a mixture of marketplace and politics. But I think it's a mistake to treat China as an enemy. And I think it's a mistake to underestimate them or to undervalue them, because if there's one thing we know, they're exceedingly focused, hardworking, and that they have a huge propensity for saving on the individual and household level. So they're a formidable country, and we ought to be figuring out ways to live with them instead of having either hostility with them or proxy hostility through trade wars.
Hey, Jeff, it's always great chatting with you. I'm happy to have you back on the show. We're actually going to be setting up a bit more of a regular call. So if anybody has any topics that you would like to hear from Jeff and from the Mises Institute, please be sure to comment or email me directly at fleck@kereport.com, because Jeff is very much finger on the pulse in a number of different aspects in the world. And what I think is important is a level-headed approach on all of these issues rather than sometimes the emotional that get involved. But Jeff, great having you on. Great wrapping up the first hour with you. I hope everybody enjoyed this first hour. And hey, have a great rest of your weekend. As always, stay in touch with me, fleck@kereport.com. I love hearing from everybody. I'm going to leave you now to the second hour in KER Politics with our good friend Al.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.